This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I forgot that this song is evil. Like, I was like, oh, it's about cum. That's funny. And then I'm like, no, it's not about cum at all. They never discuss it. And we'll talk about it.
In, I'm so excited.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello. Do you like my dancing?
I do. I need to do that.
Thank you.
I need to bring that energy to the start of a podcast.
Or
because instead we're just like, anyway, we're going. Like,
it's really, life's a lot easier when you make an ass of yourself at all times.
I really need to be better at that. I can make a verbal ass of myself very
perfect,
easily.
Perfect, because that's what we're hoping to do today on Punch Up the Jam, this podcast, which I host. My name's Miel, and we're trying to make great hits even greater. It's certainly not what we're doing today, but we'll get there. Shall I give you a formal introduction?
Please.
You know him as the film critic for The Atlantic, and from his podcast, Blank Check, David Steele!
I need to do this. We have to do this.
Steal it.
We have to steal it from you.
Steal it all. You and Griffin will kill it.
Oh,
dude.
God.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. Are you kidding me?
It's a dream. When I was first thinking of moving to New York, I was like, I wonder if David would ever do this.
Here I am.
And you did.
All you had to do was ask, and here I am.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Very excited.
Even more excited.
You got to say it. You got to say the title.
Liquid Dreams.
Hell yeah. I mean, the title is what? 99% of this thing's sales?
Yeah.
Right?
If you don't know the song, which I'm surprised that people don't, because it was highly requested.
Well, that's... So you showed me the request sheet.
Yep.
And I saw it up there, and I'm like, I remember that song. You know, that's like me, 14 years. Is it stupid to pick this? Like, is this a trap?
No.
Are you immediately going to be a Dave? Jesus Christ, no one picks that one. That's been there since the beginning. Come on.
That's how I decide who isn't worthy of the podcast.
Right, you're like, Dave, that's the cum one. No one, come on.
Literally, come on.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go.
So this is by, of course, the Making the Band, O-Town.
Season one, right?
Season one.
The original season of Making the Band.
When it was on ABC, before it went to MTV.
Right. And it's before then, was he Diddy or Puff Daddy? I can't remember. Before Sean took over, Sean Combs, right?
I can't remember if he was
involved in season one. I remember he took over the show, obviously, and it sort of more became about him.
There was some, what I want to say it was like, some upper, like legendary record producer was involved in this season. I can't remember who,
that
I'm hesitant to say.
Very plausible.
What is this? Is Louis J. Perlman?
Oh, that, right. That's that, right.
Sorry.
The creep, the guy
Engineer Mike just handed me his phone with a mugshot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he was in the 90s famous for, like, making the Backstreet Boys happen, and then he got famous for going to jail.
What
is he dead
you
now?
You have to tell me what happened with this man. I don't know the story.
No, I don't want to defame. Is he dead? Yeah, he's dead, right. I don't want to defame this dead person, but he did something terrible, and now I want to look it up.
This is, wow, we're off to the races. The drama instantly.
Lou Pearlman. I think, you know, he died, like, he was...
Ron's second cousin,
He was, like, an unhealthy man in prison. You know, he was in prison for a long time, and then he died.
If there's one place you don't want to be an unhealthy
man. He ran a giant Ponzi scheme. That's what it was.
Okay.
Right, right.
Shouts.
I think he might have also been a creep, but yeah, molestation allegations. You don't want that to be a subsection on Wikipedia.
And so you're saying he had a hand in creating O-Town.
He had a hand in creating the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, like all these, you know.
They were engineered.
100%, you know, and then like... other things that I don't remember, such as Take Five and Natural. Natural.
Did you watch The Making the Band when O-Town was on it?
No.
Okay.
I definitely didn't because I grew up in England, which you're allowed to make
brag.
Yeah.
Brag.
And this, I don't think, was on in England. This was an American thing. So I first heard of them and I heard of this song. So Lou Pearlman was ABC. Diddy takes over when it moves to MTV.
Okay,
so this one was more the classic, like, I'm Lou Pearlman, I created the boy band, right? I manufacture these things. I'm going to make a great boy band.
And he did deliver something.
He delivered something. But so in England, this just arrived on, I used to watch MTV all day. I was in, you know, idiot 14 year old.
Of course.
And suddenly
Crazy
there was
Frog.
This song, right? Crazy Frog, the Venga Boys. Come on, there's someone. There was this guy called who did Hey Baby. Now I can't. He was like a Belgian DJ, and that went to like number one.
I'm certainly not familiar.
I watch Top of the Pops every single week. But anyway, but there was O Town,
or in England, O Village. Take
O-Hamlet.
You can take five for that.
you're like, okay, O-Town, I don't really get it.
Is that
whatever.
An orgasm?
I can't tell. Is it? It must be, right?
Orgasm
They're going to take you to O-Town? Is that like the idea?
That's like a sexy Guy Fieri.
If they hadn't done a song that was about wet dreams, then maybe you just wouldn't think about O-Town.
Well, but personally, I always would, but the average.
I would too. Yeah, yeah. Okay, look. I'm just saying, like, then their first single is called Liquid Dreams. And even when I'm 14, I'm like, that's like not allowed. You can't do that.
You're literally singing about nocturnal emissions.
Right. Which is like something.
To teenage girls.
That's the thing
men.
That's. I mean, like, I assume they're all 20 or whatever, but yes.
They were certainly adults,
They
right?
were certainly adults. They were certainly not teenagers. Adults.
The lead
all
single.
Right, look, we're going to have to. I'm sorry. I don't. It's just that. But adults don't really have wet dreams. It's a teenage thing.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, I'm just. I can't speak to all experiences, but like, isn't it? It's a classically like when your body is changing, you know, that you learn about it in like sex ed.
I don't think most people are simply horny enough to sustain into adulthood.
It's it's when your body's like this boiling cauldron. And even then, I think it's like it's not universal.
No.
And these are grown men. I didn't even think about this until we sat down and started talking about it. These are grown men, sexually active men, I assume.
One
who are living
assume.
Their lives, who are then singing to, they know, you know, an audience that's like 9 to
Young
12.
Girls.
And they're like, you are the star of my liquid dreams. I know they're actually addressing this like Terminator Frankenstein creature that
no,
they've like
me
summoned.
Of, what was it called? You watched MTV, maybe you know. Liquid Television. Do you remember that program?
Of course.
It reminded me for some reason of the similar animation they did in that. Right. Or that TLC video. Is it waterfalls?
It's well. I mean,
what is the video where there's like they turn into water versions of themselves?
Yeah, that's waterfalls.
Yeah, but in the O-Town version, it's like cum. It's cum.
I mean,
they're singing to a cum girl.
Look, you're putting it. You're making the subtext text. You can't then claim it's not text.
And what really makes it even worse is that there's a frame in the music video where the liquid girl is now actually a real girl for a brief moment, and her belly button.
Oh God!
Is liquid, they zoom into it to get back to the band.
Okay,
which
sure.
If I'm again trying to read into the subtext, are we saying this girl has ejaculated her belly button? I don't know. It
I
sure
know
feels
either.
Like that's what they're saying.
Is she made of look. There's so much we have to dig into.
There's so much. We hadn't started talking about the song. I have very light notes on this. Thank God. The only things I want to say, of course, the year is 2000.
Right. I'm 14 years old. The new millennium is.
I'm 11. Yes, sure, exactly sure, correct.
Sure. Right.
It was, again, as you said, the lead single. And in one of the articles I read, the reason they made an album was largely because of the success of this song.
Okay,
I'm not sure if that's true.
So they like did the show, did this song. The song does well enough that it's like, okay.
Yeah.
What's the album called?
It is from the album. Are you ready?
Please.
O-Town.
Wow. Guys, good job. And, they had one title idea.
Yep.
That was it.
In case you're wondering, well, of course, we can't forget it. What I personally connected with, because I want it all.
Right.
I'm nothing at all. That is O-Town, right?
Yes, I believe
so. Because that feels like it could be 98 degrees.
Could be. Then that's the space they're occupying, right? It's the 98 degrees.
The space between, really.
The space. There's another one. Like that post... NSYNC.
Yeah. Still desperately trying to ride the coattails.
Exactly.
Of the boy
sort
band
of
era.
Like, it's like the boy band era is over, but there's still like waves washing up on the shore and leaving.
The shrapnel from the crash.
98 degrees. Exactly. 98 degrees. There's another obvious one. I mean, in England, in the United Kingdom.
You had
Kingdom,
Ricky Williams. That's not his name. Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams. Well, he was from Take That, who was sort of like, which was the original English boy band. And Robbie Williams was like the original He was in the original boy band. He quit and he went on to solo success. But well, by the time I was, like, by this time, Ireland and Britain dominated the boy band scene. So those Boyzone and Westlife.
I've heard of those for sure.
Yeah. And they were like huge, so big. They're both Irish, both like, again, like sort of manufactured pretty boy bands that sang nice ballady songs.
Ireland had them too. Despite the troubles, Ireland had boy bands.
Despite the trouble, because, you know, Ireland, especially in the 90s, like they won Eurovision like 4 years in a row. They like they were the powerhouses of like soft, easy listening ballad pop.
And U2 was just like, not us.
U2 at that point, right, they're deep in there sort of like, yeah, man, society is a supermarket, you know, right?
Where you can't like, see me with my wraparound sunglasses.
Exactly. Like U2 has gone way beyond ballad and like, for some, England in its boy band time of need turned to Ireland for like, do you have just like the pastiest, most friendly, non-threatening, lovely lads imaginable? Like, please provide them.
Can and they were just... over here being like, what about our cum songs, huh?
Right. And then England, yeah, America's like barging through with like a 40 and they're like, so you're like the star of my liquid dream. God. Whereas like the in my memory, and I might be wrong because it's been a long time since I've thought about them, but like the Boyzone Westlife, they didn't have their songs were not very raunchy.
No,
they
I
were
think,
very chill.
I feel like if my memory serves, granted I was 11.
Sure.
It was kind of cute to not be raunchy.
Yeah.
Especially appealing to like 10-year-old
you're
girls.
You're in the tween audience. It's like pre-raunch. Like we're going to get to raunch.
What made us horny at that age was like, I love you.
Right.
I'm making dinner. I God must have spent a little more time on you.
And I did you read like sort of, I don't know, Tiger Beat or like whatever, like those versions of the, you know, those kinds of magazines.
What was the 114?
I believe, sure.
And then there was like, I want to say like J14.
That sounds plausible.
Something. Yeah, I loved it. And clipped all the good Charlotte clips.
Right. And they would talk to the people and they would say like regular things.
They'd
right?
be like, my dream Sunday is a piece
exactly.
of toast.
They wouldn't be like,
in
I,
bed.
Honestly, I swear to fucking God, I'm 20. Can I swear? Yeah, sorry, yeah, I can forget. Absolutely. We're talking about common. With,
yes, you can.
With a, I'm 21 years old. All I do is tour. I've had so much sex. I don't, I've completely disassociated from the act. It's miserable. All I do are, you know, I do coke, I guess. Who cares? Like, you know,
I'm not, like,
I'm not even
guy.
Having fun. I'm 21 years old and this is my life. What's going to happen to me?
And now I'm talking to fucking Tiger Beat.
Right. And they're like, what's your favorite Sunday, you know, toppings or and like, and they're just like, they should just be like, I know what awaits me. I'll be 26 and I'll be done.
I'll
need
be
to make money.
Up by 30. Uh-huh.
I'm going to be opening fucking supermarkets. My life is shit.
Shout
it's good
out.
Now. I get that it's good now, but I there's no one at the end of this road
oh,
who
I
is
know.
Someone I can aspire to be.
I mean, genuinely, when we look at it, it's like Justin Timberlake.
Sure.
Is he the only one? I
mean,
think so.
He's the, transcended. There's the rare Justin Timberlakes in Britain. It was Robbie Williams. So he was right. The people who figure it out. They find their way Pat. To adult entertainment.
Which starts
music.
Before
no,
their act even it's ends. It's like,
the second
you hit it big, it's like, oh, how do I get out of this?
And it is usually the boy band route of like NSYNC. You know, they started to edge towards raunch.
Yeah.
They would get a little like, you know, a little more stank in their songs. And then that's when you know, like, yeah, they're
pop,
getting sick of this.
Dirty pop. Yeah.
And,
what is that about?
But
know.
That just means like, yeah, well, that song isn't about anything. It's a good song, but it's not, I don't know.
But
what
they
it's
said
about.
They were sick and tired.
They're sick and tired of the music. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then so you're like, right, it's time to call it a day for these guys.
Well, speaking of calling it a day.
But O-Town are bursting on the scene with raunch. That's that was my point. Right.
Oh, nice double little meaning there, huh? They're just coming all over the scene.
Oh,
here.
My God.
This song, I need you to know, written by. Not one, not two, not three, not four.
Oh, jeez.
Five songwriters.
Great.
All men.
Wait, no, there wasn't a female perspective on in this one?
Five
the
men.
The lyrics are very, very even-handed.
Five men
what I want
together.
Is this kind of an ass, this face, these boobs, we put them together, and I'm coming. That's literally the song.
Yeah.
Just no spoiler alert.
I just need you to know going into the song that you have to visualize now. Five men sitting in a room, windowless room
five
alone.
50-year-old men, probably.
They've now been tapped by ABC to write
the Pearlman's like, work! I have to get back to my Ponzi scheme and molestation allegations that David didn't really look at, but it's a whole subsection. Some people on Wikipedia, it's just like controversy. But no, he has like eight subsections.
Of the controversy. Yeah. We need that podcast.
Right, yeah.
Last thing I'll say, my patron Liz F. alerted me to, I'll just read what she said. Coincidentally, just saw this linked elsewhere on the internet, a horrendous live performance of Liquid Dreams from back in the day. However bad you think it's going to sound, it is worse.
You're telling me these guys weren't great singers?
So I grabbed a minute 15. We don't have to listen to the whole thing.
Let's see how far we make it. Oh my God. Okay, now it sounds like the backing tracks is coming in or something.
This is the last thing you need to hear.
So that's just me.
Hear him go, dreams. Woo!
Weren't they singers or something?
No,
they like did they making
were.
The band.
I don't think.
Oh
they
my
were.
God!
I think they each just brought a different aesthetic to the table.
You're right. They all had a personality that. Right. It's.
They
oh
had the blonde one. They had the like cool one.
Was
they had
someone
the, like,
with like frosted
one.
Tips. Right. Yeah.
The
yeah,
white
yeah.
guy with dreadlocks, which of course every boy band.
It is. Yes.
That's thankfully all I have to say about this song. Are you ready to get into it?
Please, let's do it.
Please pay attention to this intro.
This is good. Okay, now it's back. I think before they start singing, you're like, I don't know. There's like horns.
But it sounds like someone just got Fruity Loops. It sounds like your teenage son. He's barely a teenager. He's 12. He just got it for Christmas. He ran into his room and 10 minutes later was like, I'm a songwriter. Listen to what I made. Listen to this.
It sounds like the opening music to like a Crash Bandicoot level or whatever. Like it's like some... like, and it's clearly, I'm sure the producer's just like, I don't know, I got these horn things.
Sample pack.
Yeah.
I think it came on the application.
I don't know. We're going to say came and came, come so many times.
And then they were like, this isn't art enough. Add like a gramophone crackle.
Right. But I still think that is the undisputed high point of the song.
Before anything happens.
Before any singing or anything. At least then you're just like, okay, this is like a generic pop song.
But then they instantly ruin it by like, okay, and now psych, it's a pop song. Posters of love surrounding me. That's a different song.
What is it? Posters of love? Is that what he's saying?
I don't think love is what he means, but it is what he said.
Posters of love?
He's describing his bedroom, of course.
Right. He's got, and all, he's of got the all the ladies that he likes.
Which, by the way, is like period accurate. I
very
don't know
much
if
so.
Teenage boys do this to this day. I like to believe we're a little more woke that maybe
I think
they don't.
They do.
They do.
I mean, when I was a kid, that was definitely the thing. It was not.
Hot girls on your wall.
But I didn't have a lot of hot girls on my wall. I was a little. I was. Woke is not the word, but I was like smart
British.
Enough to know. British maybe. No, but I no. Because I lived in Britain. Believe me, I knew plenty of teenage boys. But just the concept of like no part of my wall should be visible.
Yeah.
Like it's not aesthetic. I'm not gonna like put things where they will sort of
paint
like
is
fit
canceled.
Nicely in this exact. I if there's a little square, we're gonna find something that fits in there. We just need posters covering every part of this. We
or
if cut you're
it
out me, of magazines.
Good Charlotte clippings that cover all four walls and your ceiling.
All Good Charlotte? You were just
only
a,
Good Charlotte.
Wow.
It was honestly psychotic. They wouldn't have done a Fanatic episode on me because they would have been too scary.
They would have gone in and been like, nope. They had like some word for it where they'd be like, this is
Stalker.
Great. And then they like turn to the producer like, Philadelphia. This is
rhubarb.
Yeah.
Shish kebab.
She can definitely, we gotta go.
But there was like a certain period where it was just like Everyone had, like, I feel like if my dad's generation, it was like that Farrah Fawcett poster.
Oh, sure. They're the iconic.
My sister's age, it was the butts.
Posters.
I feel like maybe that was, for some reason, I associated it with Pink Floyd, but was it Pink Floyd?
It is Pink Floyd. They have Pink Floyd albums. Unfortunately, I know exactly what you're talking
about. It's all the butts lined
up. It's all the butts lined up, and they all have Pink Floyd album covers, like, painted on
their
butts.
Oh,
backs and butts.
I mean, really, they're one and the same when you have no butts.
Sure. There's the, in college, you know, the two girls kissing in like white t-shirts. Yep. Yeah, uh-huh. That one. In college, lots of people just had the sexy posters.
Yeah.
In high school.
Plus a Boondock Saints.
Sure. Well, that's more American, but yes, yes, absolutely. in secondary school, as they call it in Britain. Like,
oh, secondary school.
You know, a lot of football, a lot of sports.
Oh, the proper chavs.
But there, yes.
They love the football.
Getting sort of Spanish
there. It's really
rude. But they also, you know, yeah, we had Maxim and FHM and, you know, these
fucking quote unquote, hot man.
For Him magazine.
Stop. It's worse than what
these,
I
these lad mags.
Ew.
You know, that as they're called in Britain, that are like.
Chav mag is better.
Chav mag would have been great. Yes. just start a class war on the newsstand. No. FHM, you know, where they would be like every year they'd be like the hottest women ranked. Buy it. We've ranked them. And then,
who are we? Don't ask.
And those were classy, glossy magazines. And then there were magazines called like Zoo and Heat that were just like sort of more softcore porny.
Yeah, more of, for, you know, what you're going to do. Yeah, okay. Drinks, yeah. So I think probably based on just the way he sung that,
sure.
It's more the matte paper magazine.
Yeah, he's cutting pictures. That, yeah.
And I also, just because he seems like such a skeez, I don't think he has a full poster. I think he has pages from magazines.
Yeah. Do we know his name or any of their names?
Ashley Parker Angel, I feel like, was the main one.
Yes, right. Okay.
I vaguely remember. And
I do.
I guess we could say like a Carlos probably, a Sam maybe.
Well, there's always a, you know, like a JC or a.
Yeah, there's got to be an act, like an abbreviated one. So right. Like. RB.
Right. VD.
BD. And then they go on to say.
Okay.
Lost in a world of fantasy.
Okay.
Every night she comes to me and gives me all the love I need.
Okay.
What?
Every night she comes to me and gives me all the love. So it's almost like a Bronte novel or whatever. Like this is where he's like, it's almost like, you know, like this
Wuthering Heights
I'm
wishes.
Haunted by this vision.
Yeah.
Every night she comes to me, you know, like she walks the, you know, the hallways
the
wailing. Yeah, corridors.
Or you know what? The moor.
Yeah, exactly. She's on the moor and I think of her and then she brings him all he needs.
Right,
I'm guessing grocery. You know what are we talking about? Like financial
candles,
advice.
What year is it? Some fuel. I would love to believe that, Reed. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's go with that. She brings him
everything
treats.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Batteries.
Yeah. Amazon vouchers.
Extra iPhone chargers. Wait. Sure. No. 2000. Right. Okay. I also love that he pulled the Justin Timberlake May.
Yeah.
Never a me. If there's a Hardy in the boy band song, you fucked up. Take it back.
You messed up. This is 2000, baby.
And now I think it becomes a new singer.
I would assume.
Now this hot girl, she's not your average girl. She's a morpherotic dream from a magazine.
You got to stop. What is the word? Because I was listening to this song over and over again to prepare. What is that? Morpherotic dream? What is it? Please.
I got you.
Spare me.
Now this hot girl.
Sure.
Just need to reiterate. She's fine.
She's a hot
she's
girl.
Not and your also, average girl.
And after the first guy's like, this creature haunts my dreams. This other guy busts it. He's like, listen, she's a hot girl.
Why am I imagining
I
him
be clear.
Kicking open the double right doors, stomping into frame.
Ripping the guy's headphones off and being like, no. She isn't like a phantasm.
No, she makes me come in my sleep. He says, she's a morpherotic.
I don't know what that means. So is it two words? Like she's more ferocious? Is that?
I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this about me.
Okay.
I cosplay as an intelligent person, but I'm very poorly educated.
Okay.
Extremely poorly educated. Uh-huh. I think most of the listeners have caught on by now.
Okay.
So when I first heard it, I was like, I have David on. He's very smart.
He'll know whatever this weird word is.
No. More embarrassingly, I should pretend I've always known.
Oh, sure.
So
you want it to be like...
I Google it to be like, oh, I'll know when it comes up. I can be like, oh, as we all know. And I only find out that it is not a real word.
No, that makes sense. Because it's just not a word.
They made it up.
Is it just one... It's written in the lyrics as one word?
The way I have it spelled, I think I grabbed these off of allmusic.com something. Sure. So take it with a grain of salt. They have it as 2A and morpherotic. But it could be amorphorotic.
Could be.
Should we listen to it one more time? I gotta hear.
I listened to it several times and could not figure it out.
Morpherotic.
I see that you have gotten erotic into your
erotics
word,
at the end.
But you clearly needed
morph,
an extra syllable. So you said morph.
Morph. The sexiest sound there is, baby.
So does he mean like I've summoned in my dreams a woman who is like, because she's combined from so many women.
Yes.
That she's is not an erotic vision. She's a morpherotic vision. Because she's like, her eyes shift into, and her boobs are another thing. Like, I don't know how else to greet that word.
I understand what you're saying, as if like she's like a Frankenstein of many hot women.
Like she's like a shimmery cum golem.
It's the end of annihilation.
Exactly. She morphs and then like, and like her face turns into whatever face it is he desires, or what he's gonna give us a list. FYI, it's coming.
Also, could have it is coming. He could have meant her eyes are nipples. We don't know.
Yeah, does he want to actually like pervert the human body?
Her mouth is an anus. I don't know.
Look,
it could be anything. Look, he made up a word and he didn't tell us what it meant.
Lovecraftian. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's very human centipede.
Yes, exactly.
We don't know. I'm imagining his reference points here were animorphs and transformers.
That's a good point.
Those are both, a hunch.
You know, hot things.
Similar
in
era. Yeah, exactly. Right. So maybe he just was like, and then let's make sure it sounds sexy, erotic. Again, as a not educated person, I think I can real recognize real. I think he just went for it.
Yeah, I think he was just like, she's a morpherotic girl. And they're like, yeah, whatever, man.
Again,
we gotta be done by like 4. So morpherotic. Let's do it.
5 songwriters.
That's exactly right. And she's so fine. Designed to blow your mind. She's a dominating supermodel beauty queen. Okay. Everything he says is, everything he says is just she's hot, except that he calls her a dominatrix.
Very specific.
Which is a whole curveball.
That's a career.
Everything else he's just like, she's so fine. She's a beauty queen. She's so fine. Like, let me get this.
And she's a trained dominatrix who shows up with latex.
Yeah, that's like very specific.
Also, which of the women he's about to name did that morpherotic Is it Jennifer Lopez?
He never mentions personality. Well, maybe he does.
He does at
he
one
does.
Point.
He does. He
they
does.
Quickly
does.
Mention her personality as a brief throwaway, because even one of those 5 men was like, guys,
it must be able to speak and have feelings. And everyone else is like, must
no,
it?
They're holes. They're
Are
holes.
We sure?
They're holes but and lumps. That's all we want.
It's just, I feel like these 5 men in the room, the 5 horny men. Yes.
What was that? The Hateful Eight. This is
exactly,
the hateful
Eight. The horny 5. They are like, I don't know what's something that's sexy. It's like dominatrixes are sexy. What is that again? Yeah, it's like a sexy lady.
Sexy.
Like they're just not thinking about it. The actual application of the word. They're just like, that's like a sexy thing.
This is 5 men who haven't had sex in 20 years.
With someone they weren't paying. I don't know. Jesus Christ. They're regular. Who knows who wrote this? Maybe it was like.
I think it's okay to be mad at them.
Principled.
No.
Honest.
No. I will say not one of them had a Wikipedia page.
Really? So it's really like randos.
It seemed that way.
Yeah. Okay.
If you wrote this song, don't come on the pod. I don't want to know what you have to say. I'm angry. I'm furious.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'd love to know how. I just love to have seen the boardroom meeting where the like
the
highest executive is like, we're sure we can do Liquid Dreams.
No.
And then the lawyers are like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean anything unless you think of it. So it's allowed. Like, and they're like, all right.
The song started as Nighttime Cummies. And then they were like, we can't do that. Wet Dreams. And then we can't do that. Liquid Dreams. All right. You know what? Honestly, these lawyers are costing a lot. We'll
yeah, can we? We need to order lunch anyway. Like Liquid Dreams, fine. Tell them it's fine.
Bay Cities? Okay, sure. So she's so fine. She's designed to blow your mind.
Sure. Right,
this is Ex Machina, but yeah, okay.
That's what's going on here. He is using, you know, yeah, his dream powers.
Uh-huh.
In the dream world.
He lucid dreams.
He's creating a morpherotic, which obviously we all know what that means, creature.
Uh-huh.
With dominatrix tendencies.
So she will whip you, call you a
bad
little boy.
Sure, you're going to have to figure out a word and there's all that stuff.
Lock you up.
She'll lock you right up.
She also walks the runway.
But also, to be clear, she's also just like fine.
She's very skinny and tall.
Right.
And then she's also a beauty queen. So she has a secret talent.
So there is some sort of step on me energy, though, that they are projecting. You're right. It is sort of like you. This is a this
beauty
is
queen. I'm
insane.
Not sure.
This person is unfathomable.
It's not like, a person.
Right. Well, fair.
Who's like, so by day I do pageants. By night I'm a dominatrix. Yeah. And right. Also, I was in a runway show in Paris.
Is this
last
a satirical
season.
Song? Do you think it's like,
it
look.
Has to be. It has to be.
So only in dreams would such a thing exist. Get over yourself,
and
guys.
Also, the way they perform it, damn. Ooh.
Right.
It feels like a parody that no one knew was a parody.
Exactly. Like a band called O-Town singing a song called Liquid Dreams about coming in your bed over a dream lady should be, right. It should be pure satire.
Did you see?
But no one ever acknowledges it.
Did you see the actual satire together? The MTV.
That rings a bell.
I have no memory. Faux band together with the number two.
Sure.
And their single was, I Know My Calculus. It says you plus me equals us.
I mean, that's very funny.
And it was less of a parody than this is. Right. And that was an actual parody.
What is it, Du Jour in Josie and the Pussycats, the boy band? Are they called Du Jour?
I don't know.
No, fuck. Who's... It's a great movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You'd love it.
Okay, maybe I should watch.
I'm talking about the movie with
Rachel Lee Cook.
Exactly.
And who was
it? Rosaria Dawson. It was Rosaria and Tara Dawson. Reed.
Yes.
But also Alan Cumming and Parker Posey. Du Jour. They were called Du Jour.
In the movie?
It's like a boy band. It's like Donald Faison, Seth Green, I forget who else. Like, you know, and
wow.
They all have like beanies and sunglasses and Skechers, and like they're like a parody of a boy band. Their song sounds more real than Liquid Dreams. It was the point I was arriving at. I do think you would enjoy Josie and the Pussycats.
Okay,
we did an episode on it.
I mean, if a film critic David Sims tells me to watch it, I'll
That's
watch it.
Right, baby. I'm here to recommend movies.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we get to the famous chorus.
Right.
Are you ready?
I'm not.
No, I'm never going to be.
Not at all. All right, so they have announced their evil intention.
Just so you know, you're the star of my wet dream.
He's just like, and if you throw in a body like Jennifer, right now I'm not satisfied. Okay, then you're the star of my liquid dreams.
So let's track it back.
Oh, God.
She's a mix
of
Destiny's Child.
Now, at this
Michelle, point... Michelle, Beyonce, and Kelly all at once.
I was about to say, at this point, Destiny's Child is three people, I'm assuming. Because Destiny's Child's
was four.
Lineup did fluctuate over the years.
I'm not sure when that happened.
But let's assume they mean the three most iconic members of Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Let's not name them.
Okay.
Because we got to run through this chorus. I got a bunch of other ladies to name.
Right.
But you need to mix them all together. That's three.
Put them in the pot.
Right.
Now, a little touch.
Yeah, just a touch.
Of not Madonna.
No,
but her
wild
style.
Yes.
So he wants pointy
fashion?
Titties?
Yeah, do they mean, right, exactly.
He wants cone titties.
Cone titties, okay. Maybe like some Vogue, you know, kind
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah, the hands around the face.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now he wants the teeth and general mouth of Janet Jackson.
Which I mean
in 2000 I'm
I don't mean to,
recall, to
be mercenary about this. I don't want to sound like a horny O-towner, but I don't know if I'd pick her smile. I mean, she's got a great smile, but like
I'd probably choose like
Janet
her
Jackson
dance moves.
Yeah, she's like she is literally, especially in 2000, like the total package.
Yeah,
it's weird to be like, you know what I love about Janet Jackson? I'm like, her you smile. Could say eight things and I would believe you.
I honestly think that must have been, again, one man in the room being like, guys, we have to name something not perverted.
Right, we can't just talk about
a
tits.
Smile.
So
okay, and now let's reverse
who's
engineer
got the
this.
Best smile, and someone was like Janet Jackson. They're like, fine,
fine,
whatever.
Sure, not Julia Roberts.
Well, that he's sticking to mostly singing, right? Like, he never, but like, right, why not? Let's bring in actors.
Or just like hot women at large.
Bring in fucking Helen of Troy. Famously hot.
Joan of Arc.
Come on. She launched
Cleopatra.
1,000 ships.
What about Mary Magdalene?
Yeah, right. Read your Bible, O town.
Read your Bible. Okay, now we really get to it because it's finally the entire body, which I'm really wondering now, what were the other ones?
You're right, because it's a good point. Because so far it's like we have
just
style,
a mix,
a smile, and some sort, something from Destiny's Child, although it's not really clear what, right? But something's happening.
And now the whole body.
The whole body.
Of Jennifer, who we can only assume is Lopez.
It must be Jennifer Lopez. He doesn't mean like Jennifer
Jason
Lee.
No, I think he might have.
I don't think he's the same Jennifer.
He must have. Again, going back to Annihilation.
Right, that's what it is.
They had the vision for both Ex Machina and Annihilation.
This is 2000. She's at the peak of her powers.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, right. Not Jennifer
and
Jason Leigh.
And Jennifer. No, Jennifer Jason Leigh is not at the peak of her powers.
Oh, come on. We all
know. I love her. Adore her. But I feel like the early 90s, or what, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fine.
Through to like, you know.
Anomalisa.
Well, is that her?
Isn't she the main voice in that?
She is, right? Now I can't even. I don't remember. It's some person. There are little puppets in that movie.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It was beautiful. They had sex in a hotel room and then he disassociated or whatever happened in that movie.
I loved that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me feel like this song is making me feel right now.
But it is, right.
Yes. My whole body's just going, I don't know about this.
But it is wild that, like, Jennifer is all you need to say in 2000.
It was true, though.
Yes.
We all knew instantly. We're talking about J-Lo. Yep. This is pre-J-Lo, isn't it?
It might be,
she
but
rebranded.
That's also funny to think that, right, like she actually came up with J-Lo and they're like, no, we Jennifer's fine.
Speaking of, actually, I have to take a break. Okay. And we're back.
All right.
Wasn't that a good segue?
It was fantastic.
I love that was great too. Okay, well, I guess that's a great setup for verse two.
Okay.
Yeah. At this point, I'm like, we get it. What more is there to say?
We get it. You basically have Jennifer Lopez with Janet Jackson's smile.
And
I guess
Madonna's
you're coming
clothes,
to that. Congratulations.
And some...
And the Destiny's Child, I don't know. They're in the feet.
The voice.
yeah, sure. Great.
They're like, they're doing a three-part harmony as one person.
All three of their hairstyles are somehow on this person. Like, they're each sprouting out of the head.
And what if it was the clothes?
Sure.
Because Destiny's Child famously all wore different cuts of clothing.
Right.
So it's like actually just normal clothes when you put them all together.
Right. It's just completely generic clothes.
Okay, so verse two, I believe this is now another singer.
Angelina Jolie's nips to kiss in the dark. Underneath Cindy C's beauty mark. When it comes to the test, well, Tyra's the best. And Selma High.
Understood none of
it, that's
that.
I was literally about to say enunciate
none of it.
I you're laying out a blueprint for me here. You're not just saying like you're great, like you're saying like, now here's what I want, listen up. I can't understand a word he's saying. I know he says Tyra.
Oh, you heard that.
And Salma Hayek, those are the things I can pluck out.
I was
something
so...
to do with lips in the dark.
I heard that. I was so panicked. I was just scrolling through my page of lyrics going, I don't know. I have so little concept of what he's saying that I can't find it.
He's also doing another boy. Like he sort of
the
starts it.
Sing.
Yes. Yeah. 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 That.
Which is
that?
It's the sound I make when I'm trying to get my diva cup out. It's exactly the same noise. Okay. What he supposedly said.
Okay.
In fact, I almost want to like track it one line at a time.
Please.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie's lips to kiss in the dark.
What?
Okay, ready? Angelina Jolie's lips to kiss in the dark.
Okay, I literally did not know he was saying that.
I heard a Julie's nips.
I thought he was saying like, I need your something lips to kiss in the
Angelina
dark.
Angelina Jolie.
But he's saying it like, Angelina Jolie. Like that's not her name. Angelina.
I heard Angelina's
Jolie.
She's
American.
Angelina's Jolie.
Okay, so, all right. I will again say, fine, this is 2000.
That is what she was known for.
She is Lara Croft. She's a
Tomb Raider.
Lara Croft colon Tomb Raider. And yeah, I guess like back, that is back when magazines would be like, who's got the best lips?
I forgot.
Who has the best ass?
I guess.
Thighs.
Do they don't.
Ranked thighs.
They don't still do that, do they?
I don't think that that's really a thing anymore. Like, for one,
do we
media
just not participate in it?
Well, I mean, now there's just pornography on the internet for everyone to just go.
We don't need
and
to
relax
tiptoe around
and enjoy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's the idea, as someone who works in media, and I don't write for the print publication of The Atlantic that often, but I work for a publication with a print.
Yeah.
Obviously, it does not rank people's thighs.
I love The Atlantic.
Sure. You know, it's tough to do a magazine these days. Mm-hmm. People have their phones. You know, people don't really read a lot of physical media. It's crazy to think that it's like, it wasn't just like one magazine. There were like, there was a whole aisle of magazine that was just people being like, we're going to talk about fucking and girls. We can't show you nudity, really, but, you know. Like,
that's so crazy. That's what you got. Because what I got was how to make him come.
And then you got, right, you had the right, those ones.
Like, I remember being like 13 and reading a 17 magazine because, yeah, I was early for my age.
Sure. Very mature.
I was like 17. I think I can handle it. But turns out I could not because I'm like at the lake. And like one summer afternoon, reading about how if you press right behind his balls hard enough, you can activate his G-spot
this
while
is
you
the
suck
whole
his
thing.
Dick.
They would literally make shit up. I had read things
advice.
That were like, rattle his balls like they're dice in a bag.
I once or saw like, one that said, shake a dick like you're shaking up a soda.
Right. Do like an Indian burn move on a dick where they would just be like, look, how many fucking ways can I describe a hand job? I don't know. Let's just... No one's doing this anyway, right? These are all 12-year-olds reading this. Like, come on.
And apparently writing it.
Yeah, exactly. So who cares? We'll just, it's the same as Liquid Dreams where they're like, best smile, Janet Jackson. Okay, next. Lips, it's that Jolie girl, right? I loved her in Pushing Tin.
That one's such a gimme, too, because it's like, yeah, obviously that was the thing everyone was talking about.
Right.
Also, at this time, she was so fucking young. I don't know, whatever.
Angelina? Yeah, she must have been.
A lot of the girls we're talking about are really young.
Well, but how old are the O-Town Boys? I mean, obviously the song.
They didn't write it.
They didn't write it.
And I'm pretty sure the people
who did. Maybe they brainstormed it, though. Maybe they brought them in for an hour.
All right, boys, who you want to fuck?
Boys, yeah, exactly. Whose style? Whose wild style is your favorite?
Everybody close your eyes. Take a big breath when you close them. And you think about kissing in the dark. Whose lips?
Kissing in the dark. Why? Okay. In the dark, turn the light. Oh, doesn't matter.
No,
it's nighttime.
Because ultimately, they are boys.
They are boys. And it is nighttime, of course.
And they are.
She haunts his dreams.
Categorically cowards.
Yes, right.
Okay, now let's see if you can understand this next slide.
Okay. Underneath.
Cindy sees beauty mark.
Okay, see, so I heard underneath. Unintelligible beauty mark.
I heard under the sea beauty mark.
Of course, another, right, I should have put it all together. Another famous 90s like signifier of great
beauty
hotness
mark,
is Cindy Crawford's beauty mark.
Although,
okay,
I feel like I could be wrong, but in 2000, I vaguely remember us being past the point
a
of beauty
marks. A little dated. Cindy Crawford, Baywatch, that whole era, Yasmin Bleeth, that's behind us for sure. J-Lo, Angelina, that's more the 2000s. Like, that's on the mark.
I think the writers are showing their age.
They are, because they're like, yeah, do people still love Madonna, right? And it's like, yeah, I guess so, but like not like sex bomb type. She's not like that anymore.
No,
yeah.
No. We respected Madonna.
Right. She was like a fucking mogul.
Right.
She was doing great.
That's, again, they probably came into the room and were like, all right, guys.
I like Madonna's way of picking French, you know, producers. Like William Orbit. That's great.
How about that Sally Field?
Oh, hey, Flying Nun. She was Gidget.
Right.
She was a sex symbol in the 60s.
And now.
Okay.
This is the one you said you could
This one I basically figured out.
Okay. It comes to the test. Well,
Tyra's the best. All right. Actually, don't know what it comes. When it comes to the something, well, Tyra's the best.
Can you reverse engineer what the almost obvious rhyme with best? You're so
chest?
Cool.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
What is it?
This says test, but chest would make a lot more sense.
Test?
Because Tyra was like famously the supermodel that had boobs, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, of course, right.
I'm pretty sure this predates America's Next Top Model.
It
so
does.
I don't know what test.
She's just, does he just mean like, so we've talked about a lot of women. fellas. He's stuck to it.
My when guys.
When you put him to the test, all women.
You know, the three-legged
Tyra's
race.
Tyra's the best. Yeah.
The hula hoop contest. Slamming those threes.
Yeah, maybe it's... I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
The SATs.
Yeah, that right. When it comes to the essay portion, Tyra's the best.
Tyra cannot be beat when it comes to arithmetic.
She got an 800 on her verbal.
You know that part of the wet dream where you're like slopping and boinking and then all of a sudden it's like, and now do some equations.
A written exam.
Oh, baby. Give me 500 words on Louisa May Alcott. And now the final line, which I never would have guessed.
And Salma Hayek brings the rest, which is a huge burden on Salma Hayek.
Because so far we've only covered about 10% of
the person. We've got a smile, got a sense of style. We've got
brains from Tyra.
Brains from, I guess. And we've got lips from Angie, which also, so it's like, it's Angelina's lips.
But Janet
the
Jackson's.
Rest of the smile. Is it sort of the musculature of the smile that a Janet's
dimple.
Bringing?
I think it's a dimple.
And of course, we have a beauty spot from Cindy, under which we all we all live. And Destiny's Child is doing something unspecified. Jennifer Lopez is the body.
The whole body.
But sound, so anything not mentioned.
Yes.
So I guess hair.
We haven't done hair yet.
Personality.
It could be Selma or it could be Jennifer.
Yeah.
Because just the rest is too vague. We don't know.
The rest is Selma. So it's like maybe that's cooking like skills. Her.
Languages.
Exactly. Like,
acting ability.
Is she good with money? Like, is she, you know, is she someone who can, like, you can really settle down with? Like, does she know where to put furniture in a space when you move? Like, is she going to be able to, like, arrange
she's
your couches?
A good eye for design.
Exactly. Can she drive a car? Can Ooh. She, you know, all the life skill stuff. Selma's, that's, she's got that hand.
What's her emotional intelligence like?
Exactly.
Has she worked on herself?
Is she going to get along with your family?
Is she codependent?
Right. Like, is there any going to be any weird, like, fights over, I don't know, your wedding? Look, can you tell that I'm 33 years old and getting
kids?
Married this year?
Ah, congratulations!
Oh, thank you. I'm just like, look, I'm looking for a partner here, all right? Selma, what do you got? Hot girl, she's not your average girl. She's a awful erotic dream from a magazine. And she's so fine, designed to blow your mind. She's a dominatrix supermodel beauty queen. Ooh! Ooh! Oh, damn.
Just doing the absolute most.
Is that just the fifth guy being like, guys, I've had like one half of one verse. Can I at least say like damn or something?
Also, the way they say damn, it's like they came in for two different sessions that day.
Yeah, that is true.
He was like, I'm going to do the voiceover for Banjo-Kazooie, Diddy Kong Racing. Like, I don't know what that was from. Damn.
Damn. Damn.
Damn. It reminds me of Demi. Doesn't this sound like Demi?
It does. You're right, though. It does sound like the like announcer for like Wave Race 64 when you like do a flip.
Or 1080.
Yeah.
Damn. Yes.
Damn.
Damn.
And you're like, oh, this game's cool. It has curses.
They can swear in this
say, damn.
Fuck. Yeah, that might have been too. They might be like, yeah, we're not your average boy
but
band.
Maybe that's O-Town though, where they're just like, so guys, you got 8 hours, you got to do the song. Also, we're going to sample all the words for 1080. You're going to get an extra $40 for that. So, you know, like, we got to knock a lot of stuff out today, right? Like,
this is the O-Town cinematic universe.
Yeah, they're like, we're like, but what about it? NSYNC doesn't do that. Yeah, you're not. You're O-Town.
You're O-Town and we are living in O-Town.
You ain't NSYNC.
And when I say oh, I mean oh.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. Town.
Yeah.
I would love to see this movie, by the way. Just welcome like- to O Town. I don't need to tell you, you can imagine it.
Damn.
Damn. You walk in. Damn.
Damn.
Get a look at that. Okay, now we move on to C2.
Liquid dreams.
Thank you for repeating it. I'm not sure we needed them to sing that again at the end.
My liquid dreams.
That's
what I say when they wake up.
Also, yeah, they're making it sound sexy, as if people like wetting the bed when you still live at home.
It's not sexy. It's like, oh, fuck, I'm a teenager.
And I have to go tell my mom.
Right, I'm not in charge. Well, no, you're not going to do that.
Well, you're going to wash your own sheets?
You're just, well, look.
Do you even know how to do that when you're a 12-year-old boy?
Maybe some enterprising 12-year-old boys do, but most, I imagine, do not. But no, I mean, it's not, you know, you're probably wearing something in bed.
Oh, you got it right, wrecked it too. Everything's crusty when you wake up.
That's the problem.
Yikes.
You got to stuff them at the bottom of the hamper, you know?
You don't immediately, oh, I hate boys. Oh, God.
Yeah, boy, it's a disgusting thing being a human being.
But especially disgusting.
Being a teenage boy, I mean, yeah, it's not great.
If you like, turned me into anything, like if I was being punished in my next life.
That would be a huge torture for me. Yeah, yeah.
A teenage boy?
Teenage boy.
Oh, the excretions.
It's a lot of excretions.
Okay, so now the bridge.
Okay, completely forgot that these two thoughts were somehow connected in the song. They have nothing to do with each other.
No, they do not.
All right.
What he
Take
said?
Take me through it.
He just lets you know right out of the gate. Looks ain't everything.
Mm-hmm. Even though I've exclusively been talking about them.
And it's the entire chorus of the song.
Right.
But don't worry, in the bridge.
He's like, but now that I've got your attention, let's be clear.
She has the sweetest personality.
Phew.
Just like famous sweetheart, Halle B.
Okay, so I didn't catch that. I heard Halle B.
I also heard Halle B. It was like Halle McBeal.
That's exactly where I went. I was like, Halle McBeal, but she's
fictional.
She's fictional. It would be interesting to start playing around there where you're like going to fully fictional characters. Maybe like Calista Flockhart. You just
Carmen
couldn't find
San
like
Diego.
A right. Hey. She's bossy.
She's hot.
She's very hot. But yeah, Halle McBeal, I mean, I don't know that I loved that show when I was a kid.
Not necessarily a notorious sex pot.
No, well,
the dancing like, baby on the other
dancing
hand.
Baby, but like her personality was kind of all over the place and sort of manic and weird. Like, it's not like you're like, she's got such a sweet personality.
Nope, that's why
everyone in that show was insane.
That was the point of that show.
Right, they were all having fantasias and dancing in their unisex bathroom.
That was the real takeaway, the unisex bathroom.
It is crazy that, like, he was like, what's the show? It's like a lawyer, she's a lady. Okay.
What and that at that time
well,
wasn't
their wrong. Office has a unisex bathroom.
And we have cutting edge CG and a dancing baby, naked right, baby.
Exactly.
No, he did not say Halle McBeal. He said Halle B as in Halle Berry, as in the girl from the Flintstones. What time is it in her
career? It's 2000. So let's see. We're pre-Oscar, although only 1 year before she wins her Oscar.
Right.
But so she is still famously, right, like a
hot girl in Flintstones.
A really attractive actress. It is funny that they're like, do you think there was just some focus group where they're like, Halle Berry is popping right now. Get her in there.
Again, they called it. She goes on to have an incredible. She wins an Oscar the next year.
Was this song like some sort of reverse curse? Like everyone named went on to great success? Because Angelina Jolie wins an Oscar this year.
Yeah, they knew.
For Girl Interrupted.
Someone knew.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know. It's like insider trading, but for celebrities.
Yeah, right.
He goes on to say, that already was a crazy line.
Yeah, that line's bananas.
There's a quick throwaway. Don't worry, she has a good personality anyway.
Right, like Halle Berry, as we all know.
Let's move right along. Yeah, mama thinks I'm lazy.
Okay.
So the crusted sheets just absolutely filling your hamper, I'm guessing, is what we're referring to now.
Yeah, I guess so, right. Like, or maybe it's like that he literally can't, he always wants to sleep because he's like, that's where she is.
Oh, that's
in
a
my
better,
dreams.
Better point. Yes.
So he's just like taking ambience. He's just like, I must sleep.
He's like always in his room masturbating. He's like, my mom thinks I'm lazy.
I sleep like 22 hours a day. She thinks I'm lazy. I'm not lazy. I'm trying to go into like Inception, you know, like where they just live in that wine cave. They're all hooked up to Dramamine.
He's capable of lucid dreaming.
Right, exactly.
And
that's
he
what he's trying to do.
For the power of evil.
He's like, I can dream. I dream of this beautiful woman, but I cannot interact with her. So I'm trying to enter a lucid state.
He just like wraps us like what? Like he sleeps in a condom? Like what?
Maybe. Sleep with a condom on.
My friends all think I'm crazy. I love that he's telling his friends, you guys, I come to my posters while I'm sleeping.
Right, right. I look up at the posters. I combine them all in my head, and I always come.
Yeah, because then don't worry. He does clarify. In my mind, I leave the world behind, and every night, I dream.
Right. This is not occasional.
No, it's
as nocturnal emissions usually are.
His poor mother.
This is not some intermittent thing. Yes. Every fucking night.
Every single night, seeing, it's a fight.
He's seeing the creature.
And then after that line, does this noise.
Great. I get it.
And then we just get the final chorus, which goes on for so long. I need you to notice that they said quickly, waterfall and streams.
That's what I wasn't. That's what they're saying.
These liquid dreams, my liquid dreams.
Yes.
Waterfall and streams, these liquid dreams.
Okay, so they're saying like sometimes it's a lot. And sometimes it's regular. Little, it's fine. It's a little
sometimes
stream.
It's a whisper.
Sometimes it's a fucking waterfall down there and I don't know what to do.
They wake up like that scene in Nightmare on Elm Street where Johnny Depp dies.
Yes, exactly. It's just a geyser.
Okay, I love how they just slipped it in. Just let us know the quantity, which was, of course, we were all wondering.
Yeah. What are we working with? How much is it? Teaspoon? What are we talking about here?
Okay, so we do know, and now they finally feel confident. They've given us all the information they need to send us off with the final chorus.
Just
and then some really bad scatting.
Again. They don't even bring up the rest of it again.
Oh, it's a fade out.
It's a fade out.
Oh, it's a fade out. I'm curious how they never mentioned the personality again.
That's what I'm saying. That was one time. They're like, anyway, by the way, personality is Hallie's thing, and Salma, anything else, just bring it up with her. But mostly I'm just jerking off to Jennifer Lopez with like fucking Janet Jackson's smile. Anyway, what do you
and
think?
And a mix of Destiny's
Child. And some mix of Destiny's Child. I don't know. They're the internal organs. Who knows what they are?
Honestly, look at us. We made it. We
what
did it.
Fucking filthy song. So again, I saw this on the spreadsheet. I thought it was funny. I remembered it as a gimmicky song.
And it was a hit.
And it was a hit, although I don't think it was, it didn't like
it
light
didn't
the
hit
world
number
on fire,
one, but
like
it hit
sold.
Three, yeah.
And I remember the video, which is sort of in a shimmery, you know, cummy, fake
cummy
world,
universe.
Right?
It's classically the end of The Abyss.
The Abyss.
Looks very similar.
It's like the weird place Captain Marvel goes to when she plugs into the computer. But like, I just did not remember before I fired this song up today, having picked it like whenever we, you know, texted a while ago, being like, it's just like him being like, so guys, I'm having wet dreams. And I'm like, oh, okay, right away.
Great.
And he's like, and here's who it's to.
And they do say you.
Yeah.
At one point they say, you've got the star. So they're just letting us know. But then towards the end, it feels like it starts getting addressed to you.
Sorry,
a
if
more.
I'm like a lonely tween and I'm like, if you can see right, I'm putting my hands over my
You're very tween.
You know, I'm like, I'm thinking like, yeah, I too could be a mix of Destiny's Child and J-Lo and fucking, you know.
I often
Halle
would
Berry's
be like, that's me. That
right.
is me.
They're totally describing me. I can't wait to jangle these guys' balls like dice, as 17 is telling me.
I can't wait to give them playful bites with my braces. God. So nice.
That's right. God, someone should do a whole podcast that's just like,
this
I got
song.
A fucking pile of 17 magazines from 95 to 02. We're going to go through the sex columns every week and be like,
that's a great idea. David, should we? Oh, David,
cut that out.
Do we bleep
I'm going to sell this shit. I'm going to make $1 million.
Before I ask you how to punch this up, which with this song, God, I don't want to. I have this new segment on the show.
Okay.
I'm very excited about.
Great.
I somehow conned a Grammy Award winning, very working musician, composer, arranger.
Okay.
Rob Moose.
Hey.
To basically be my weatherman.
Okay.
To give us the more musical quick breakdown.
Right.
Of what just happened.
Right, right, right.
And
right.
with this song.
Oh, no. What are you?
I don't know. I have 3 minutes right. of his take.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Miel, this was a difficult assignment, and to be honest, I had to keep stopping the song and kind of like psyching myself up to go back in. But I was really relieved when I made it a couple minutes in that I found something to talk about that wasn't just going to be like negative or snarky or whatever, because that's not why I'm here. And that is O-Town's use of a bridge. Perhaps you're familiar with the concept of a bridge, but if you're not, it's kind of like an extra section that tends to happen after the second chorus of a song. It could precede a modulation or just a return to the chorus, or it could take you back into a verse, but it's generally just kind of an element of surprise, and it either helps kind of gather tension to be released in a final series of choruses, or it may just distract the listener from the fact that most of the song is just the same thing over and over and over again. There are some really great examples of bridges from the history of music, and the first one I want to play for you is from Something by George Harrison. I love how he takes this chord progression and melody from the end of the verse and pushes it in a different direction to yield this bridge. Ooh, that gets me. Now we're in A major all of a sudden, and this whole next section of the song will be in that key. Here's another cool example from Roy Orbison, where he takes us from E major suddenly into D minor for what I think is a bridge. It only happens once in the song, but it's kind of an extended section and almost feels like the verse that this song doesn't have or something. Check it out. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. I'd love to just talk about great bridges from the history of music, but I think I actually have to deal with O-Town's version. And I can't say that I'm really psyched about it. They use the second chord of the verse as the first chord of the bridge and kind of walk their way up to this 4 of 4. Don't worry about this technical jargon. I think the thing that really sums it up for me, though, is that in the second half of the bridge, and remember, these are only 8 bars, after repeating the first couple of moves, they go to this surprising A flat chord, and I'm starting to think, maybe we're going somewhere new and interesting. And it's like, most of the band didn't get the memo, and the bass player walks up another half step to A natural, and then they kind of hit this B flat chord and then bail midway through the bar with this little walk down and just go exactly back to where we started, which is a bit disheartening. And also, there's a much more elegant way to get there by just repeating the trick they use over and over again in the verse. G over B. Come on, people. But perhaps rather than judging this bridge on the basis of its own contents, we should consider where it takes us in the song. Yeah, nowhere actually. Right back to the same chorus, which they're going to repeat a few times, and then kind of tepidly fade out. Nothing to see here.
His whole consensus is nothing to see here.
Right. It's like, okay, in the end of the song, they're like, do we have like a conclusion that we're going to arrive at? No, let's just turn it off.
Favorite part of that is Rob going, yeah, I found something nice to talk about. It's 2 other songs.
It's bridges, the concept of love them. When you do it right, great. And here they tried and then they kind of blew it and then they kind of forgot about it and they go back to the terrible thing.
And also him being like, come on, guys, it was right there, G over B. And we're all like, yeah, it was G over B the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think like Rick Rubin was in the studio being like, we got to strip it all away and try again. They were like, it sounds like a song. Great.
They were like, oh, this demo that's free and has been kicking around the studio for 4 years. Yeah, use it. It literally has the canned intro. Great. Keep it all.
Right. Is it? It's just the beginning when it's the load up noise for Encarta. Perfect. That's great.
Honestly, God bless Rob Moose for trying to find something to say.
That was actually very fun to listen to. And I do love those two bridges, and I never think about songs that way, and I really enjoy being given that perspective.
The musician's perspective.
Exactly.
The weatherman.
Exactly.
Okay, so now it leaves us to decide.
What do we do? Jesus, I don't know. Get rid of the chorus.
Yeah.
Just junk it.
I feel like the verses are more interesting than the chorus.
They are. Yeah. The chorus is a nightmare.
I got a body like Jennifer. Like, even the cadence is just like, fuck right,
they're,
off.
They're yelling. They're getting through it so fast.
It's very high school production of some, like, yes. Non-licensed show.
And they can't, as we later, as we heard on the live recording, harmonized. Like, it's not like their voices together.
They can't even solo.
It's, oh God. They're provocateurs. That's their, that's if you sat them down, they'd be like, listen, we're challenging
agents
norms.
Of change.
Exactly. Other so you, people just say they want to kiss a girl. No.
So maybe I find a way to bring this into 2020. At this point in time,
woke it up.
What is edgy now?
Oh my God. You want to make it filthier. You're saying, like, let's remove the innuendo.
I'm just saying, like, at the time, it was like, "Ooh, it's so uncouth." We're talking about coming,
right?
Now,
right,
now,
right.
What is uncouth?
Now that's like Disney, so
endorsing,
right, like,
yeah, like Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. You should just make it about how like Russia's great. I don't know.
I don't. There's something here. I mean, obviously, I need to think on this. Does anything spring to mind for you that you're like, obviously, other than cut the chorus because it's just terrible?
The horns at the beginning. You gotta sprinkle them everywhere. You gotta lean on those.
You like those horns?
I don't know.
Okay.
The thing that I think we can agree on that's, yes, wild is that minus maybe Cindy Crawford, and even her daughter is now in the news with Pete, yep, Davidson or whatever.
Yeah.
All of these women are still paragons of beauty.
Oh.
You know, I mean, if you, obviously the other members of Destiny's Child have sort of, you know, faded a little bit. But
Kelly,
if you're talking,
Michelle? How dare you?
You're right. I shouldn't be rude. But, you know, it's like Beyonce, Halle Berry, you know, Salma, everyone still loves these people.
They're still working.
Yeah, yeah. J-Lo had her best year ever last year. She's, yeah, doing the Super Bowl
I
in
know.
Like a week.
And she just had her big 50th whatever.
That sounds right, yes. Yeah. And A-Rod, A-Rod's back. Because of J-Lo. But in 2000, if they had done a thing that was like, I'm coming to athleticism, they, you know, A-Rod's bat would have been in there.
What is, okay, wait, this is a good idea. What?
Oh, like a
yeah, like if we were going to, yeah, like if we were going to be like, what's the hot new industry? Is it like SoundCloud boys? Like,
yes, exactly, right. We have to talk about TikTok.
We have to, but that's not universally known enough.
No,
okay,
not at all. And also, I actually enjoy TikTok, but I don't know any of their names.
No,
they're
that's
just
not
the
point.
Youth of America.
That'd be like doing it for Viners. Like, no one knows who made the Vine. You
Come
know the
on.
Vine.
Viners were more famous as the TikTokers.
Well, it remains to be seen.
Okay, fine. All right.
Brittany Broski has, is that,
yes,
her name? She's,
yes,
managed to transcend.
She's one of the only ones who I'm like, when you said
her
name, her
name,
I'm like, I know who she is.
Kombucha girl. We got it.
Yep.
Well, I guess we will find out what I did right now, and I hope that it's good.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now for world premiere.
Liquid Dreams, but it's more specific. And all horns. It's just all horns. So I'm sorry.
Every night he comes to me, and I made out inside of my dreams. He's got the hands of Timothy, but the nails of Keanu Reeves.
Now his face is like Jason Statham's, but he's got the nose and mouth of Antonio. And his eggs are from Ewan McGregor, but he's got the long hog of Willem Dafoe.
Danny DeVito's toes on both feet, under the knees of Henry Golding. As for the legs, those are cousin greats, with the hair of BJ.
Now his organs are Michael B. Jordan's, except his tongue that comes from Benedict. And his bones are from Adam Driver. Don't forget that he has got Willem Dafoe. Looks aren't everything, he's got the sweetest personality, like someone, I don't know. My friends all think I'm nasty, cause I just keep on asking, have you seen that full frontal scene? The home.
Jungle Jams.
You can't punch this.
David,
mm-hmm.
What would you like to shout out as a song you just love?
My favorite Rachel Stevens song is called I Said Never. It's got the greatest pop song title. I Said Never Again, brackets, but here we are, close brackets. It's such a good song. So she wrote this album. She was on S Club 7. She was, you know, whatever. She was one of the seven. She does an album with Richard. I think it was with this producer called Richard X, who used to do a lot of, he did like Girls a lot of British pop of my youth. Mm-hmm. And it's a weirdly dark album about dating and how it's kind of lame and it kind of sucks. And it's fun to be sexy, but it's also, you know, kind of depressing the morning after or whatever.
It's depressing being sexy.
It's depressing being as hot as you are when you're Rachel Stevens. And I Said Never Again, But Here We Are is a very like peppy, high tempo, very like produced, cool sounding song. But the lyrics are kind of dark. I love Rachel Stevens.
I'm always a fan of a dark lyric with a pop production.
Yep.
That's my bread and butter, baby.
I Said Never Again. But
I'm so excited to listen to it.
You're going
to
love it. Thank you. Or not. I don't know.
I think I will.
Okay.
Based on title alone, I already do love it. For my Unpunchable Jam, I needed a calm down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pun intended, but I did need to just, whew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a journey.
You needed a solid waking state.
I need like an indie wash over shower. Yeah. This
a little balm.
Yes. So I'm choosing Tell Uno by Barry. She's young and she's a songwriter and she's making really cool kind of dream pop, and it's just like
that's what they're doing these days, you know. They
isn't
got it better.
It?
I mean, it's better than what we I liked the music of my youth, but like that this was being served up to us and now it's all right.
It's very like cool, alt
dreamy,
and
right. Yeah.
What do they call it? The youths these days. Oh, in VSCO girls.
VSCO.
Or Visco girls.
Which seems to just be like camp counselors. That seems to be everyone, like, because everyone's making fun of, you know, like the generation beneath me is making fun of it. Like
Zoomers,
the kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't really know what that is. And then someone sort of tried to explain it to me, and I'm like, you just mean camp counselors.
I think it's what we called hipsters.
Exactly. It's just people with too much energy.
Yeah, maybe true. But like, this is just like, hey, do you want to go see an underground show?
Now that's what it's like. Hi, I'm in clothes that are literally a tent.
Yeah. And
oh,
also they're
God.
All from 1970 and
right.
They are my dad's.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. So check it out.
Check it out.
David, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And thank you for picking this crazy song. Someone had to do it.
I guess someone had to do it. I apologize.
No!
I had a great time. No, it was great. It was great. It was great.
It was it's so just, fun.
It was so much fun. I just can't believe this was wished upon us. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you're not already listened to Blank Check,
listen
it's
to
basically
Blank Check.
This, but for movies.
That's kind of basically true.
It
yes,
is,
that's
right?
That's what we do. We take directors, we go through movie by movie, and like, yeah, we pick it apart.
And friend of the pod, Griffey Nooms.
Hell yeah.
Also hosts that podcast with
yes.
you.
Yeah.
What else do you want to promote? Your work on The Atlantic.
I'm on the Atlantic.
I read
movie reviews.
I asked you a question, I instantly start talking. Sorry, I
no,
need to
fine.
Tell you, I read your review of Dr. Dolittle.
Oh, boy.
And I was laughing so hard.
I'm glad you liked that.
I loved it.
But that is a movie where, like, I could just sit you down and describe the plot to you and you would be laughing so hard because it's fucking bananas.
About 5 years ago, I went on a Wikipedia deep dive on the plot synopsis for Cats and had a similar experience.
Cats, Skimbleshanks, we stand.
But I'm never going to get over how you described this scene in Dr. Dolittle where someone says, I'm Jeff. I've not even seen this movie.
It's one of those things. I saw it. And then as I'm writing my review, I go to other critics and I'm like, I didn't imagine that he never returns, right? And they're like, no, they get on a new boat is the joke. And it's like a bad boat. It's like, you know, it's rickety.
A rundown boat.
And they're like, oh my God, this boat sucks. And there's a guy in like stocks with a big beard who's like, I'm Jeff. And the joke is like, this boat's so wacky. It's got a guy called Jeff. And then he just never reappears.
Where can people read more of your music?
It's at theatlantic.com. I mean, that's where I write. I have David L. Sims on Twitter.
David L. Sims.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you for doing what you do. This was a blast.
You want to follow me? I'm at Meow Meow Monster. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was
Touch the Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
Hey.
Touch
the
Jam.
Touch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.